Chapter 5. Conveying Information Through Speech. Speeches that convey information are delivered and listened to by people every day. Students give reports in class. Teachers lecture their students. Advertising account executives give presentations in the fight for new clients. Business people brief their bosses. Scientists give papers to communicate project results to their colleagues. Clearly, informative speech is a major genre of public speaking. In my recent experience teaching English speech courses, there are three questions in particular which are frequently asked, so I will address them here. The first question is, what is the purpose of informative speaking? My answer is, its general purpose is to transfer information to the audience. Quite often, it intends to give the audience information either that they did not possess or that they did not understand fully before. Specifically, you can speak about a process or about a series of actions leading to a certain result. Some examples of speeches students made include a fine demonstration on how to wear a kimono and one on how to bake a cake. Other possibilities include describing an event or incident. If you have ever witnessed something shocking, a description of that event might make a good narrative. Explanations of concepts, beliefs, theories, ideas, or principles also serve the purpose of transferring information. In preparing such explanations, it is important to remember that the more abstract the subject matter, the more difficult it will be to explain. The second question is, what are good topics for an informative speech? My answer is, pick something important to you that you have knowledge about and that your audience will find engaging, edifying, and appropriate to the occasion. Conducting audience analysis can be helpful. You'll become aware of details of your listeners' circumstances, interests, and preferences, which will make it easier to choose a topic for a successful speech. It should not be underestimated how important it is to make your listeners the focus of your choice of topic. My five favorite songs is a bad topic. It is too personal, and the audience would gain nothing from it, except possibly a short nap. An example of an excellent topic chosen by one of my students is the do's and don'ts of interviews, based on her own job hunting experiences. Another student, who worked in a lottery shop, chose as her topic, how to win a lottery. The audience might have found that information particularly lucrative. The third question is, what is the difference between an informative and persuasive speech? This is probably the most difficult question. Many students have the mistaken belief that simply saying something to the effect of, "This is important information," would be enough to make their speech persuasive. In fact, the informative speech seeks to add to the audience's knowledge of a topic, while the persuasive speech intends to influence the audience's attitudes or behavior regarding a topic. There are some guidelines you can follow when preparing an informative speech. First, avoid choosing controversial topics, such as the death penalty, abortion, or euthanasia. If you choose a controversial topic, then right from the start, you will find yourself forced to take a side. Second, avoid trying to convince or persuade your audience. An easy way to determine whether your topic is doing this or not is to try to describe your topic in a single, complete sentence. If your sentence sounds something like, "Selling donuts in front of our university is a good way to make money," then you're making an informative speech. If it sounds more like, "We should sell donuts in front of our university in order to earn lots of money," then you are making a persuasive speech, since you are urging a specific course of action. The skill of being effective at informative speech is one that will have practical applications in whatever career you choose. The awareness you develop in order to cultivate this ability will make you an appealing person outside of the workplace as well.